I am really happy to have Shubzilla and Bill Beats on Press Start to Continue. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This has been a long time coming. Like, I've been trying to plan getting you both on the show for a little bit, and I'm really happy that you are here to join me on this. And my first question is, how did you guys start working together?
Oh, how long has it been now?
It's been 7 years?
Maybe seven, something like
seven?
That.
Seven? Yeah. It's been, yeah. It's more than five.
The first thing we worked on was actually my album.
Yeah, Bill Beats for President, Volume 1.
Yeah, we knew each other already for a couple of years, but I think that was the first real project that we worked on. Mm-hmm. So we did a song and we did a music video and all that good stuff. And then it was like, okay, well, then we should probably just do a record.
Yeah.
So we went this far with this already.
Yeah.
So we might as well do a record. So, yeah, that was kind of the beginning of it, I would say.
Yep. Cool. Accurate. I mean, it's literally as simple as that.
You just, let's do a thing. And then you did a thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then we're like, oh, hey, this is working out. Here's another record and another. And then, oh, we're like touring and doing shows on the regular and people want us to come out to their state. And, you know, a few ugly cries and it's fine, you'll be okay later. Here we are on Press Start to Continue.
Such a journey.
Yes, it was indeed a journey.
So, Bill Beats, you do, you produce and you do the beats, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yep, I do the beats. I work with a couple other projects as well, which would be like Death Star. That's kind of how I got into doing nerdcore stuff specifically, was I worked with them. And they kind of started putting stuff together and come over to my house and record and stuff like that. So really my primary thing is making beats. But I also like doing engineering side of things and recording stuff and all that good stuff as well.
How did you get into that initially?
I don't know. It's kind of a weird story. Like when I was really young, my brother had turntables. So I was really like intrigued by that side of everything. So it kind of started as like, okay, here's turntables, here's rap music. How do they make these two things, you know, interact and how do you create music from this? So that's really where it started for me. And then it was like, okay, I got to buy, you know, like an interface and I got to buy, you know, vinyl and start making beats. And I was like, okay, now I got to buy a microphone so people can rap over these beats. and then it's kind of like, it's a weird process because it's, you know, you start doing it and you're like, okay, I'm doing this. This is fun. It's working. And then you learn new things and then you go back and listen to old stuff that you did. And you're like, this was terrible. I don't know why I did this or how I, you know, missed all of these situations that I should have changed. So it's kind of weird because I'm at a point where I've been doing it for a long time, but I still feel like there's so much I don't know just because, you know, there's so much that I've learned. So I feel like there's got to be so much more to learn. So I don't really consider myself to be amazing at it yet. So I'm getting there. Every day is a struggle.
He's so humble and so skilled.
I was gonna say you know you're pretty good. I'm gonna say that. I'll be brave. I'll be brave to say that.
Thank you for your bravery.
No problem. And how did you get into nerdcore, Shubzilla?
So, it was through my husband, Triple A Ron, and I just need to plug his like YouTube channel real quick because he's doing a lot of playthroughs. Right now he's doing a Dark Souls playthrough for his first run and he's got some really awesome gems up. So just, you know, look his shit up.
What's the YouTube? It's Triple A Ron.
Yeah. So triple, like the word triple space, A space Ron, RAWN.
Oh,
he is a delightful man. And like many of the men in my life, incredibly patient. If you have to interact with me on a daily, you have to be. Yes. Okay. It's the Lord's Day, Shubs. It's the Lord's Day. So how I got into nerdcore was, again, through my husband, Triple Aaron. He knew all these cats, so he knew. So he knows Death Star. He knows Bill Beats. Back when Lux Lingo was Sketch of a Monster, like, you know, all those folks. So, you know, I just walked in after another, like, theater show that I was a part of. Met him and then met all these folks, long story short. I saw a Death Star show and
it was terrible.
It was. yeah, it was at Blue Moon.
And I think we all went to Denny's.
We all went to Denny's, yeah. Yes. And this was like the first like couple, I think that was like my first date with Triple Aaron, but yeah.
What was his rapper name back then? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
I know it was MCVR for a while.
Right? No, it was just VR. And then I think it was like Vanilla Rice.
Vanilla Rice.
Which was hella dope. I was like, yes. Yeah.
Vanilla Rice?
Yeah, it was hella sick. I was like, dope. This is awesome. But But now he is a budding YouTuber by the name of Triple Aaron. And I couldn't be more prouder.
Just so everybody knows, if you look in the show notes for this episode, there's going to be a link to his YouTube. So y'all can check it out. StartToContinue.com. And whatever interview, whatever date this goes up. So please continue.
Okay, so
I'm on point.
Yes. So, you know, I saw a Death Star show and I have a background as a dancer. So, you know, I've been trained ballet, modern jazz, hip hop, contemporary, the whole bit, right? So I see these two men and one sad, defeated looking Bill Beats in the back. And I was watching their performance and I told myself, I already know I've not written a bar yet. Oh, wait, no, I did. I wrote a few bars that were not that great, but I knew I could perform better than the both of them combined.
Damn.
Wait, who are the both again?
Oh. Death Star and
Huh?
Death Star and Vanilla Rice? Is that what you're
talking? No, not Vanilla Rice.
You looked at him and he said, I'm going to marry him one day, but I will definitely outperform him.
I will destroy him.
Not Vanilla Rice, not Triple A Run. 3P and cosplay.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like, one of them will deny that I can. The other one will freely admit it. Either way, they're half right.
Together
they're half right. But separately one of them is 100% wrong. And they can try to fight me on it, but they know our resume, like mine and Bill Beats's resume, speaks for itself.
Damn, all right, so rivalry.
It's not even a question.
One of them is actually at her house right now.
Yeah,
it's hanging out with Triple AAA Ron at the moment.
Yeah. He's a delight as well. But not just, you know, like on the serious, like I met these folks, they're rapping. I had recently retired as a dancer because like after like 20 some odd years of just wear and tear on your body, it's time to hang up the dancing shoes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, still being somebody who just is in love with hip hop, in love with the culture and the movement, I still wanted to find a way to express myself creatively in this particular like realm of American culture. So I can't scratch. I can only do like little stick figure doodles, and spray paint makes me cough, you know, retired from dance. So the last element that I haven't tried was rapping and being a lyricist. And then here we are.
Spray paint hurts my wrists.
Does it?
Because they're heavy cans.
They are.
Leg markers.
I was going to say, like, how?
The mask, you know, and like putting a bandana, like I can't.
Yeah.
And like, what would I create? Like I got swirlies and hearts and my little stick figures.
Do you remember those Sharpie, I think they were called Magnum markers?
Yes.
Massive.
Yes.
Those were the best.
Those
were. But they still, like, you would use them and then you'd feel like you were going to faint because there was so much Sharpie ink coming out of them.
Yeah, it was
tough. I loved using those.
Right. But, you know, shout outs to all those taggers and shit out there doing the damn thing, their mark. I will respect it from a distance because I will cough and sneeze and ruin my makeup. No one wants that.
So, one thing I'm wondering, like, your name, where did that come from?
Which
your
one?
Shubzilla. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I was like, there's two of us here.
Yeah, I was gonna.
I'm so.
You know, I'm on top of everything. You know that. Expert.
I'm on like my first like cup of caffeinated beverage. So today is going to be a first gear kind of day.
Oh, yeah.
Shubs came from a friend of mine senior year of high school when I was on dance team. Many years ago when I was in high school. So my friend was the first person that called me Shubs, and it stuck throughout high school and college and now. The Zilla part came in, and I'm trying to think, like, there's two different, like, ways that it could have come up because they can't, like, the Zilla part kind of came up at the same time. A long time ago, I was one of the managers for a clothing store, which sucked. I hate retail. I don't even like going to the mall because it is that, like, dare I say, triggering because anxiety. And anyway, so, like, in this particular store, I was working with some younger folks, and they were, you know, they were teenagers, and they would like hit on each other or whatever, and their game sucked. so whenever it would come around, like, people would be like, oh, here's Shubzilla on her rampage again, because I'm just like, nobody wants to see you try to like sadly flirt with each other. Fold a fucking shirt. Like, can you do that? Can you fold a fucking shirt? Can you put some jeans on a goddamn wall? You want to put stickers on clothes so people know the sizes? No?
You just want to try to hook up, I guess. That's what this place is for. Clearly. It's not for selling.
Yeah.
It's a brothel. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
You've been to a mall.
Nobody
buys anything.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't even go to malls anymore.
I mean, I go there for Sephora. Like, you know, I will go there and, like, get paint and spackle if I absolutely have to. Like, if I've run out and I have to, like, we have a show or something.
That's when you go to the mall?
That's when I go to the mall. Well,
I mean, internet dating has ruined the mall. So that's
internet dating has ruined the mall.
It's trying to tell you it's Amazon, but no, it's internet dating. That's why it's malls. That's why everybody goes.
I mean, who needs Hot Topic when you have gothmingle.com?
Oh, God.
Is that a thing? Okay, look that up right now. I encourage your listeners to look up gothmingle.com. I don't know what's on there. I just made up that URL. But if it does exist, what a delight. What a world we live
in. Hold on. Gothmingle. I'm doing it right now.
Wait, no, put it in an incognito window because you don't know what's on there. We don't know what's on there. I don't want to get you in trouble with, like, the government.
Nothing. It's not. You could buy this.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is just a humble suggestion, but if one of your viewers or your listeners buys gothmingle.com, you should hella mail them some swag or some shit and be like, you are the owner of gothmingle.com. Good job for being a good listener. Here's a shirt or a sticker or whatever sort of treat you want to give them.
Will that become leading competition for Christian Mingle?
Yes.
I mean, it would have to be, right?
That would be amazing.
I feel like they would kind of go hand in hand, right? So, like, there's always that one child, and, you know, I was raised Catholic, so I don't know how other, like, the Episcopalians or the Lutherans or the Baptists do it. I'm just going by hearsay and speculation. Mm-hmm. But they have like vacation Bible studies or some shit, you know, like after service activities, right? And I feel like that's where they got like introduced to the goth music, because they're sick of like the, you know, the like contemporary Christian shit. And it's like, we need something a little different. Oh, you know, guitars, drums, in a different way. This person is
lots of black.
This person is screaming on the mic. You don't have to harmonize. Jesus is nowhere in this song, yet somehow he is still with us. And you know that, I think that's how they got into the goth music. So, you know, they just transfer all their, you know, little, you know, their little, I don't know, information from christianmingle.com, and they put it to goth mingle with, like, you know, themselves in black, you know, eyeliner, you know, like a dark, you know, like a dark room. Heaven help one of them if they wear a fedora. That's how you know they're not, that's not a good one.
That's an infiltration right there.
A good one. Yeah, that's them. Incel or those nice guys. We don't want them.
Ugh, no. But nice people, no.
I feel like that's the lore, right? The lore of
how... The lore
of
the goth?
The lore, like the lore specifically of gothmingle.com. And for one of y'all listeners out there, you can make that dream happen for a young, awkward, haphazard-looking Christian young person to find their first love, to find their first bae, or whatever it is goths call their crushes. I don't know how the kids do it now. I don't know. Like,
man, I haven't been around goths for a while, so I don't even remember.
They're delightful people.
I met my wife at a goth club.
That is glorious.
My first words to her were "nice collar."
Look at you. That's love. You know, love is a beautiful thing. Oh God, what was my first
darkened room?
It's a darkened room. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I think Aaron's first words to me, Triple Aaron's first words were, "Hey, I heard you rap."
He clearly had game.
Yeah. Oh God, I guess more to that story. Like, I rolled through with a couple of my theater friends, and he was manning the door for this show that they were all having. And one of my friends like saw him and was like, "Oh, he cute, whatever, gonna walk over to him and talk to him." I had a cold, so I was congested. I had no makeup, my hair was a wreck. I wanted to go home. I was the driver. And I'm glad that he didn't put my foot down, because I'm sitting there miserable as fuck, and here's this charming Starburst commercial of an individual, because he's Korean. He's a delightful looking man.
He's Korean, you said?
Scotch Korean, yeah.
So Scotch Korean.
Yeah, so he's half Scottish, half Korean.
Interesting.
He is beautiful. The dude has legs for days. I'm not even kidding. He has legs for days. But anyway, so he comes up to me. He's like, "Hey, I'm Aaron. I heard you rap." And I'm like, at this point, I think I've written a bar, maybe two, because you have to make that shit rhyme. So, you know, I recited this for him. And he was like, "Hey, I have a cypher night that I do every month. You should come." And then I think that cypher night ended up being the Death Star show that I was like, I'm going to rap better than these folks. And yeah,
and surely yeah. She did.
I did. Thank you. Thank you.
Bill, how did you get your name? Like, where'd you get that? I assume that your name is Bill and you make beats.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people assume.
Yeah. Like, you could always tell when somebody has met Bill Beats by how they address him.
Yeah, so I used to go by a different name. All my old stuff, which there wasn't much of it, but originally I went by Nat the King, which was a play off of my initials, NAT, and a play off of Nat King Cole. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's a cool artist, and I can make my name kind of like that. And it was a terrible name. But That's where it started.
I was going to say, that's not bad.
But I spelled it terribly because it was N-A-T and then the was spelled D-A. So it was really Nat Da King. So it was terrible.
All right, never mind then.
We're all young ones.
Yep. So it was like, okay, I need to come up with something different. I really liked simple names like Pete Rock and things like that, which is really basic. So I was like, okay, Beats starts with a B, so what's a B name? And I was like, Bill's kind of funny, Bill Beats. And originally it was like a playoff of like Bill Gates. Like, I'll just be Bill Beats. And then it just kind of stuck. I don't know. It rolls off the tongue really well, so I just have kept it.
Yeah, it's catchy. Yeah.
We tried, Death Star wanted to do a thing with all of their fans to try to get them to rename me, and I was like, no, I'm too deep into this Bill Beats name at this point. I don't want to change my name again.
I mean, that should be your choice if you want to rename yourself.
This is Death Star, though.
Yeah.
I like to make choices for everybody else.
So. They do, and they usually don't happen. So.
You know, I got to talk to these people now.
You don't.
I don't. Oh, jeez.
I mean,
do an interview. They will cancel.
They will cancel.
Oh, damn.
They'll be hella late. Whereas
no, they would be there. They would show up.
I might crash it and just be like, "This is terrible, Morlock. Why are you wasting your time?"
Just a really mean interview with them.
I think.
I think it'd be
somehow you break into the call. Out of nowhere.
Yeah, just like this
conference
is
did.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. It's like these two are foul and disgusting. Like, how could you?
Why don't you respect yourself?
You gotta start the call with Shubs on it and then call them and bring them in. And then, like, 5 minutes in it, Shubs has been there the whole time just listening. And then she just starts just interjecting without introduction or anything, just starts talking. And they're just like, what's happening right now?
Oh my God. So
can we do that?
We
have to do this from here. Here being the Bill Beats Fortress of Solitude and home office. But yeah, you have to do that with me. Yes.
I'm so of two minds right now of just asking for their number right now.
You don't want that, but that's fine.
Just
I mean,
bringing them in.
We're mean friends.
Apparently.
We're mean. I mean, it's somewhat out of love because, like, we're all pretty close-knit. So, like, cosplay, one of the MCs, like, he's a near and dear. Like, I see him every Sunday. So, you know, like, we're all, like, we all, like, are pretty close-knit. So, like, most of the things I say are out of love and fun. Most.
And we'll let the listeners figure out which one is which.
Yes. Yes.
Something I always ask everybody that I have on, how would you explain nerdcore to someone that had no idea what it was? Like, someone comes up and they're like, you rap about like nerdy stuff. Is that what it is? And then you say, no, this is nerdcore. Like, what would you tell them? I'd like to hear from both of you too.
Run.
Yes. Run far away. Delete everything, you know, just
go back to dxhiphop.com or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a better environment.
I mean, really what you need to do is you just need to delete everything, including OS. From
World Star is a better place.
Yeah, from your computer. Set fire to your computer. Set fire to your home.
Just put a drill through the hard drive.
Drill
shoot
through
it
the
into drive. Space.
Not even space. No, just burn it. Just
Black,
burn
okay.
it.
Immediately.
Have a priest there to perform the exorcism.
Okay.
You know, rosaries, burn sage if that's your thing. Buddhist monks, whoever needs to be there.
Get the evil spirits out.
Yep. There will be tears. You will cry. You'll demand for however long you've decided to listen to this subgenre. You'll demand your minutes back. You will not get those minutes back because we haven't figured out time travel yet.
Okay. Just so that time is gone. And
that time is gone.
Completely wasted to this quote-unquote nerdcore.
Yes, your hoe ass could have cured cancer. Instead, you chose to do this.
Terrible.
So you'll have to blame yourself. And then what's going to happen is you're gonna try to journal about it, right? Because at this point, parse your feelings.
Right.
Pour yourself a glass of red wine, light some candles, listen to Enya. And then pretty soon, you're going to start to find that, like, everything you've written has had a B rhyme to it. You're thinking that maybe you should play Duck Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You like what you hear from Duck Hunt, and you mix that in, and then before you realize it, you have become the monster that you've just listened to. There's no turning back. Your family has left you. Someone's planning an intervention. You haven't gone to work in weeks.
Possibly months.
Probably like at least a year. Through this whole process of just emotionally, like, divorcing yourself from the world.
Yes.
Because you don't want to infect anybody else with this horrible disease that you've willingly contracted.
Yes. This is on you.
Yeah.
And, there will be a wellness check, a welfare check done. Somebody who is a good Samaritan will ask one of the Po-Po to come to your house to do a wellness check.
Right.
And they will.
Is that swatting? Is that what that is?
No. Swatting is when you just kick the door down. And
yeah. Well, I mean, swatting is when they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
I mean, you need, like, if you find someone that is starting to, like, journal, like you were saying, that's a cry for help, isn't it?
It's true.
Well, I mean, because I journal.
Is that what nerdcore is, a cry for help?
Yes.
Just a cry into the darkness.
It's a cry into the darkness. Yeah. Yes. I guess on the serious question, I would say that, like, nerdcore is a subgenre of hip hop. It was appropriated by white people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people of color have come by full force to
trying to steal it.
Trying to steal it from the white man. And it's just a subgenre of hip hop where people are very explicit in what they are nerdy about. Maybe they use elements of video games or different soundtracks. Maybe their content, revolves around a game or whatever, or even something as subtle as weaving in references. Mm. I mean, it's so, like, the term nerdcore is so broad, especially nowadays, that it's just become, like, at least for me, it's just become another adjective. Like, I'm an Asian Pacific Islander rapper. I'm a Pacific Northwest rapper. I am a woman rapper. I'm a queer rapper. There's all these elements to my music. Yes, I'm going to consider nerdcore part of it. Because even if, like, folks don't catch the references, I know that I've, like, referenced Saints Row or, rapped about being on the internet for 8 hours or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
People like to do the gatekeeping of, I don't think this is nerdcore enough. And I'm like, well, you're a hoe. So are you going to buy the CD? Are you going to buy the track or not? And if you will not buy the track, move along.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm really focused on, like, people, like, buying shit right now.
Well, I mean, you want to sell your stuff, which where can people find your stuff, by the way? Where should people go?
Noirgrime.com will get you there. And if you go to noirgrime.bandcamp.com, that'll get you directly to the music.
So, yeah.
Spelled Noirgrime.
So what is that, by the way? Like, why is it Noir Grime?
Yeah, so Noir Grime is kind of my creation of just kind of my goal with all of the projects that I work on is to have, like, a center for everything kind of to come back to. Because what I notice a lot in people that do music and people that work with multiple bands is that a lot of that stuff never kind of intermingles online, right? So you go and search for that band and you find that band, but it doesn't really necessarily link you to all the other stuff that person does as well.
Yeah.
So for me, that's what Noir Grime was just like, okay, I'm going to make a website, a YouTube page, all of that good stuff. and post everything that I do there. And then that way, if you find me online, you will then find Shubs, you will then find Hooligoons and Lex Lingo mm-hmm. and Death Star and just pretty much everything.
You don't really need to find Death Star.
No, you don't need to find them. They're at the very bottom of the
right,
list.
Right, right, right.
They're like a small link on the very right corner if you scroll all the
and it's the link is actually in black with a black background, I'm assuming.
It's actually a broken link. It doesn't go
it's just a broken link. Okay. It doesn't
it's 403
error. It's like somebody's live journal who has since like deactivated it.
Deep cut.
It's really sad.
Man, it should go to gothmingle.com. That's what it should go it to.
Oh my god. Yeah. I'm telling you, one of your listeners needs to buy that URL, and you know, the goth children need them.
Yo, I literally looked it up. It's like $10 a year.
Oh my god. Get on it.
So the first profile that somebody makes, their profile should be goth-thick. Because I think that would be hilarious. But then the follow-up to that, though, is there a Christian thick? And that just makes me really sad side if somebody was Christian thick.
I kind of want to look that up, but I'm not going to do it on your computer because that would be terrible.
Viruses for days.
What if, like, gothic and, like, Christian thick, like, met each other, though? Or what if they were the same person?
Oh, they'd have to be the same person.
Like a Clark Kent to Superman, but who would be what?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the goth person always wins, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like, it overcomes the...
It's like Batman and Superman, though. Because Batman always wins. I don't care. And Superman is really bright and colorful, like Christianity.
Really bright and colorful and sometimes insidious.
Yeah. Sometimes they have those tambourines. I hear, like, non-Christian sects.
Yeah, yeah.
They have tambourines in their songs.
Well... And, I mean,
just have an organ. No,
why are we even talking right now? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Like, here's the thing, though. Like, Catholicism has been around so hard that, like, we're still, like, as far as I know, we're still singing cuts from the 16th century. Like, okay, like, we're on them rustic cuts. Meanwhile, like, these other folks are on, like, these like songs that are like that sound like secular music. I mean, you know, you do you, boo, but you know, don't fix something if it ain't broke. I'm going to hell, like multiple hells. It's gonna be fun.
I mean, that's clear. Hell has the best parties, though. That's the thing.
Right.
So,
right.
Bill Beats, what? How would you define nerdcore?
So, I'm gonna sum everything that Shub said into I don't know how many words, but very few words.
All right.
Okay, so nerdcore is specifically chiptune beats with rappers rapping about media properties that they love. And specifically just listing things. That's nerdcore.
Just listing.
Just list. Not even rhyming. Just listing television show episode names.
Straight. Like over a terrible chiptunes, quote-unquote chiptunes track.
Exactly. Yeah.
Marvel, DC, comics, Pokemon. Boom. There we go. Nerdcore. Track.
You were just missing the chiptune beat behind you.
Oh yeah. I can't like beatbox chiptunes music.
I don't think that's hard.
You want to.
I don't want to. No.
Your brain and your mouth won't allow that to happen.
No, I feel
unless
like
you're a computer. If you were like a robot, you could probably beatbox chiptune.
That would be delightful and exciting.
Like just
I don't
being think... a robot or being a robot and beatboxing chiptunes.
I would just being a robot. Really.
I mean, that's the only way a robot could beatbox.
I think so.
It would have to be chiptune.
It would.
Or just like a drug. Just. You broke my head. I can't even think of anything. So just listing media properties.
Listing things.
And parts kind of media properties over a terrible...
Yeah, like Ready Player One. I haven't read or seen the movie. I'm concerned. Whatever.
And you know that I'm going to take that, like what you just did, and put terrible chiptunes behind it, right? You know I'm going to do that.
That's totally fine. It's okay.
All right.
Marvel, DC Comics, Pokemon, DC Comics, Marvel, DC Comics, Pokemon. Boom! There we go. The most downloaded thing we have. I'm really pissed. I'm gonna be like, you motherfuckers.
Straight to the top of Spotify.
Yo, I'm gonna send that to you. You're gonna put it up on Noir Grime, and it's gonna be, it's at least gonna sell more than Death Star. That's the thing.
I could probably put it on our MySpace.
No, I'm just dragging Death Star.
Do you have a MySpace page?
No, but I mean, we can.
Okay.
Oh, just, yeah. Just for
how you
that
have
one
like
track.
There's a loop in the background on, yeah. on MySpace.
Could
it could just be that.
Could it be MIDI format?
I was, yeah.
Yes. Sure.
Of course. Wait, there's another way to do it.
I don't know.
All right, let's change gears really quick.
Yeah, that topic about what nerdcore is got really dark.
It did.
It was very dark.
Well, you know, it's your true feelings about the thing that you do.
Yeah, it's...
It got thick.
It got thick. It got... Oh, God. That is a dad joke.
Oh, okay, God. That is terrible. That is absolutely terrible.
The sad part is I just now got what you like the profile from before.
Gothic.
Yeah, because like I was thinking like goth underscore THICC and mm-hmm. not like gothic, you
honestly,
know?
Honestly, that's what I was thinking too. you got us both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I'm with you. I'm with you.
This person is extra sick. They're yeah, goth sick.
Y'all are terrible.
Shout out to the goths listening in. You know, this is nothing but love. I mean, I don't know y'all personally, but if you go to noirgrime.bandcamp.com and buy one of our delightful EPs, we'll love you even more.
That's how you... Jesus Christ. That was... I
we have spouses that we need to put food on the table for. They're the most patient people. They're really the MVPs here, so please help us out by keep happy.
Actually, you were talking before when we were talking about nerdcore, the curse and the, you know, the darkness of nerdcore, about like initially how the appropriation of the genre like of hip hop to nerdcore. And before the show, we were talking about, I'm going to say this wrong, but I'm going to try.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
Wulang Hia?
Yes.
Ha! I'm awesome.
Good on you.
Woo! So we're going to, I wanted to play that, and then we can, talk about what that's, like, what that song means, to you as you... wrote it. So this is Wulang Hia by Shabzilla and Bill Beats.
Hello! This shit again! No one's gonna care about this. Fuck it. Funny how a splash of bleach make everything look better. The people feel so comfortable like they a trendsetter. POC a buffet line where whitey get to choose what they so appreciate and what they get to lose. Never mind the implication, what it mean a culture grab. They ain't born in a color, doesn't matter cause they vulture grab. Asian name them bitches white cause they be known already. Watch them get them act and props, now Wemma wins an Emmy. Hoes wanna act ingenious when they wear some shit from elsewhere. Say appropriation, watch the tears come out cause they scared. Wanna fight a point of view that ain't they own, they getting wrecked. Heed the yellow peril, bitch, the people see the disrespect. Ang kuting luhamaka abala kung ano ang problema. Tao masyadong tamang tumayo, ababalin ang sistema. Puti lang the attitude, sinabi only joking lang. Walang hiya ang oras, not back off this shit, they best be gone. Shoutouts to all you hoebags at yellow face. Whether you on the silver screen or you're out there putting a rice patty hat on. Think you're real cute. Fuck you. That shit out of ya. Ugh.
to the top because Shubzilla wanna know of which bitch will get the part clearly made for Asian folk. Vlog, blogger, movie, promo, plug in for some yellow face. Ship it for release, have the fucker looking out of place. Media is stingy with the roles if you an Asian, cause Cracker Barrel casting lazy picking if they play it. Put them on the bench, background second string. The bitch ain't got no accent that she done auditioning. Even con the motherland a wheel and deal this bullshit. Balik bayan binin style have Pinoys there to prove it. Filipino foreign actors immigrating back if they got that fair skin. Darker than a piece of paper, Shubs a wager they ain't getting in. Hindi alam bakit nagyayari pariin ito. Kumuha lahat ng puting lahi about that ethnic ego. Puti lang a sea of white, no doubt they swim in mad salt. Walang hiya puting basura, yellow face is your fault.
Your fault.
Alright, last thing for real. This is gonna get Shubs disowned, but fuck it. Filipino spaghetti is not real spaghetti. Like, you have all the components that you need. Noodle, sauce, meat. But how are you gonna put 3 cups of sugar into some sauce and call that a savory noodle dish? That's not a thing. That's not a thing that God intended. No one is buying that. Except for maybe some cousins and aunties in Bill Beats. Seriously? God.
We're listening to Press Start to Continue, and I'm here with Shubzilla and Bill Beats. We just heard Walang Hiya, and can you tell me about that song?
So, Walang Hiya is Tagalog for no shame.
Can you tell me what that, I can't say it, the language that you just said?
Tagalog is a dialect of the Philippines, so it's a Filipino dialect.
Okay.
So, hella dialects, and Tagalog is the one that my family speaks. So Walang Hiya, I think this the challenge of this particular round was to, I think, rap about some sort of social thing to a national anthem of your choice, to like sample a national anthem. And a lot of these folks were like, oh, I don't know what to pick. And I'm like, hoes, I got this. I'm first generation Filipino American. We doing the motherland song. So choosing was very easy for us. And so Bill Beats flipped the national anthem, and then the song itself is about like whitewashing, mm-hmm. specifically in the media. So you have like ScarJo being Major Makoto Kusanagi, Emma Stone being, I don't remember the particular character's name on Aloha, but
oh,
you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So you have, and like.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, see, like, it's.
Emma Stone.
Yeah, you may as well. Like, and the thing is that, like, I don't know if people. No, but whitewashing in the media has been around for a long fucking time since like the silver screen even was a thing. Like Katharine Hepburn like was in yellowface for The Good Earth. And like who was that? Mickey Rooney was some
I was just thinking about that in the John Hughes movie. I think it's 16 Candles. Was that?
Oh wait, no. That's another actor, but Mickey Rooney was in Breakfast at Tiffany's, I believe.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I was... Yeah. Didn't he get an Oscar for that?
I don't know, but if he did, I hope that Oscar, like, incinerates the grave that he now lies upon. Is he still alive? No one cares.
Nah. I don't think so.
Well, there's a special place in hell for appropriators and whitewashers, and he's in it.
He was just so convincing in that movie, though.
He was so convincing. Clearly an Asian man, you motherfucking hoes.
So, you know, like, the song was mainly about that, and it was specifically about how whitewashing plays now, where it's just, you know, like, you have all these like white actors that are being cast in roles that are specifically made for Asian people, and yet they get cast over an Asian Pacific Islander actor. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up, because again, representation matters, and what they're doing is the complete opposite of that, and not encouraging that representation. So I basically make fun of them and white people that do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's fun, because when I do it at shows, generally there aren't a lot of Filipino people there. So, like, and the song's in, like, half Tagalog. So, like, people, like, don't know what I'm saying. And it's hilarious, because they can, it's like, smile and nod, but we can tell she's making fun of our people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what I do. I just kind of take the piss out of these fucking actors that do this sort of thing. And it's like, you know, what privilege you have where all you have to worry about is hurt feelings when the rest are out of a job or, you know, killed. So, you know. Look at you.
Yeah.
Let me get that for you. But, you know, like, I see these folks like ScarJo, who, you know, I mentioned earlier, she can only act from the neck down. Like, you don't even need her face. Just put a paper bag on her. I mean, it's still going to be the same quality of performance. And then you have Emma Stone, who she looks like a Bratz doll. That's what I called her. She looks like a Bratz doll. Like, what else has she done? Has she done anything remotely interesting other than whitewash people, which isn't even interesting? It's more upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
What is she in? What does she do?
She was in Superbad.
Was she?
I think so.
What was she playing? Because
one of the girls in it.
Is that is Superbad the movie where it's like, it's supposed to be takeoff of like the 80s like raunch comedies where like it's just about these kids that are trying to get laid?
I think so. Yeah.
So it's the date rape movie. I remember that.
Delightful. Wholesome.
Yeah. Yeah, let's trick people into having sex. It's fun.
That's cool. You shit lords. Fucking say hi to a young woman. Like, you can't do that. You gotta hoodwink and fool with your tomfoolery. I can't stand dudes that do that shit. I'm like, look at you.
You can literally feel the quotes around those words. Yeah, tomfoolery. Yeah.
I mean, they out here. I don't even know. I'm stressed out now.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. This is like daily life. Or like I'll go into my day job and I'll be like, we are in the third circle of hell. these young ones are just like sit in their computers and like type and like don't make eye contact.
Well, I mean, hopefully they'll get over themselves and just go to gothminkle.com and find love.
Gothminkle.com. Yeah. Yes. Or Christian Mingle. What?
Love running jokes. So you, hold on. I fucking lost the track. Damn.
Uh-oh.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay.
You were talking before about, I'm not going to say it, C-bomb.
Yeah, I don't want to get bleeped though. I'm sad.
Dude, you've been getting bleeped this whole time.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Okay,
it's going to be just this long, like, beep. Like, there's not going to be I could just do that instead of the interview, actually. No, I'm just kidding. And just so everybody knows,
the program. So you do you.
Yeah. Well, the entire interview, uncut for the most part, and uncensored is going to be on starttocontinue.com.
Yay! So, delightful.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're listening to this on the podcast or on the air on Valley Free Radio, then you're not going to hear all of the treats and all of the funny things that we're saying. You're not going to understand. I'm going to leave in like half of the jokes that refer to other things that you can only hear.
Yeah.
If you go to the website, so starttocontinue.com. So what you were talking about reclaiming that word.
Yeah, well, because a lot of like cunt and bitch and hoe, like these are things that have been used to like shame women for being however they're going to be. So it's like, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and take those words back and, you know, just willy-nilly them. And I acknowledge that there are some folks that take exception to that. I mean, just, you know, I acknowledge that. And for me, it's a reclamation. It empowers me. Mm-hmm. I use it in my songs. And, you know, like for me, it's like when I say it, like, you know, it's a declaration of you can try to call me any of these things, but it won't. It's not going to hurt me. It's going to hurt you more if I call you a hoe versus me. There are times where I'm just like this hoe, referring to myself, but whatever. I do understand and acknowledge that these are problematic words. And, you know, I like this is one of the times where I'm just going to acknowledge that and continue to say it because I am a woman. They've been used against me. I'm taking them back.
Well, it's kind of like the word nigga, you know?
No, you out right the fuck now. Like, I'm going to like, no, we no. have no reclamation to that word. It's going to be the N word from here on in.
Okay. All right.
R or A. We do not. No, 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 no. We don't go there. Like, that is not our word to say. That is not our lane. You know, no. You bleep that word out. I swear to you. Remember what Discord channel you're at in, too.
No, so. I mean, I've spoken to other people and they've said the same thing about that word as well, but them being, you know, like being black and trying to take back that word as well, like I can't
speak to that experience, right? because you know, in the context of the words that I was just mentioning, like that is something that I've done, like reclaim those words. And there are folks that do not identify as women that choose not to, and that is their prerogative and that choice. And you know, I'm not gonna rain on their parade and step on their game.
There you go.
I don't have any words I can take back.
No, you can't. There's no words.
Am I still left out?
It's okay. You can laugh when I call other people hoes.
Exactly.
See that? There you go.
I get to be a part of it at least.
Yeah. We gotta laugh at all the ho shit people do.
The that transit property.
But yeah, like generally, like with things like that, like, I mean, I don't even go there with a lot of like APIA, like slurs and expletives and all that stuff. You know, like like when it comes to shit like that, I will stay in my own fucking lane and not look right or left. Just stay in my lane and just put my way across life. But yeah, there's like with a lot of the social justice advocacy and work that I've been doing through Geek Girl Con and the Nerdy People of Color Collective, there's so much, right? Mm-hmm. And especially with today, like there's so many nuances, there's so many terms and things that, you know, like people will like poo-poo on, be like, man, we're being too sensitive. But, you know, whatever, like we're learning about each other. And, you know, not everybody is, we're not all cookie cutter motherfuckers, right?
Right.
So why not like know, like, I guess a nuance or like a tidbit about a group of people so we can make them feel included by either omitting or changing or modifying the nomenclature we use. It's not a fucking big deal. But I really love hearing people refute that they can't say things, because I'm just like, oh, look at you. You forgot that there's like hella words in the in English alone.
That reminds me of
there's like some milk and cookies to make you feel better.
There's this thing with Ta-Nehisi Coates. I don't know if you saw it. I'll link it on the website on the show notes here. And he was out of college, and someone gets up in the question and answer, and is this white girl, and she's saying, well, what, you know, we want to, like, what if we're with friends and we want to sing along with this song or something, yep, we can't say it. And he's, yep, like, why do you need to say it? What is this thing? Like, and there, he's saying, like, there are words that I just don't use because it's not my place. Like, if I meet a woman on the street with my wife and I call this woman honey, then my wife's going to get pissed at me. And rightly so. So you know that there are words that you can't use. There are words that, yes, that it's part of the, like, it's in your brain. So what is it about this word? And the way I think about it is, it's a thing that, like, white people can't say, or that women, or that men can't say. Like, there are words that, and they just freak out about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're taking something away from you. You never had it. Stop.
Yeah, exactly. And when people do this, because, you know, like, social media and whatever, I see folks on my feed. When people do this, like, I take notes. I do have a list of people, mm-hmm, names and where they're from, because it's Facebook. I see you, hoes. You know, and I just, you know, if they are people that are within our community, specifically Nerdcore, I don't work with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the list of people I will choose to work with is getting smaller and smaller by the week. Because I'd be seeing some shit, and I'm like, no, not today. Not today, Satan, as the great Bianca Del Rio says. But yeah, like, I will see, you know, and read people cling to these things. I'm just like, just stay in your lane. Come on. Like, can we just do that for each other? Please, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I mean, people are going to do them. And I've told people, it's like, you know, you're a grown-ass human being. Say what you want. Mm-hmm. You have been warned. You have been warned and you've been told that you don't get to say that word. Now, say it again. Regardless of where you're at, you better be ready to, one, defend why you're still using it, and two, you better be ready to get your ass beat, because somebody's going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So
freedom of speech. You're free to say anything you want, and I'm free to present you with consequences of your actions.
I mean, choices, but whatever. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can say what you want, but you also will get your ass beat for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know. Choices, white people. You get all the choices. So, you know, sometimes they're great and sometimes they're not. Historically, they've been really shitty. Your hurt feelings don't matter to me. I might lose some fans for this, but that's okay. Money is still green. There are no refunds in Shubzilla's, like, repertoire. You buy what you buy.
Mm-hmm. You should have known better.
No, I mean, it's only recently that I've started to be a lot more vocal about these sort of things.
Right.
So, I mean, it took a while for me to get there. But yeah, I mean, you know, YOLO swag, I guess, as the saying goes. You know, as children say.
Yeah.
I mean, if people don't know where I stand with these things, and how are they going to relate to me or not relate to me? You know, and this is a part of me, and some of my writings reflected that, you know,
mm-hmm,
and that's great.
I think that's a good place to end up. Thanks so much for being on the show. It was a really great conversation. Listeners, remember to go to starttocontinue.com/interviews. You can hear the entire interview uncut and uncensored. Which will be fun for everyone involved.
Delight. It's a treasure.
It is a delight. I love that word, a delight. I've been using that more.
Very nice.
This is a delight. It is delightful. It is precious.
It's wholesome.
It's wholesome. When we first started, you said like, just choose a couple songs. So the other song I'm gonna play to play us out is I Don't. Is there anything you want to say about that before we end up?
Is that the husband training song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about trading in your husband or your significant other for somebody else.
I'm down. Okay. Yeah. So this is I Don't by Shubzilla and Bill Beats.